You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. I used to think that happily married couples would never fight. I believed a healthy marriage consisted of two people who smiled a lot, held hands, and only said sweet things and kissed each other all day. Now, only an unmarried priest would think like that. I saw the first episode, and only the first episode, of the TV series called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, where she went to bed every night with all her makeup on, with her lipstick on, her hair looking perfect. And before her husband woke up every morning, she redid all her lipstick and makeup and hair. So he thought that's how she always looked and never saw his real wife. When couples come to me to get married in the church, they take a personality test called Focus. It is a series of true and false statements about their preferences and their personalities. I try to tell them, there is no right or wrong answer. There is only the honest and the dishonest answers. Try to be honest, even if the other person will not like it. In other words, take a risk and tell the other person how you really feel. Why? Well, because the worst thing that could happen on your wedding day is that you marry a stranger, someone you do not really know. On the other hand, if you are really honest, you will be blessed to marry someone who knows the real you, warts and weaknesses and all, and still wants to spend their life with you. Sadly, Mr. Maisel had married a stranger, someone he really did not know. Today we celebrate the great solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, the two great pillars of the church. They are indeed paragons of virtue, apostolic zeal, and heroic sacrifice, both dying as martyrs in Rome. Every year on June 29th, the Pope blesses and bestows the pallium, a woolen cloth worn around an archbishop's shoulder. And he gives it to the new archbishops that he has created the past year. Archbishops are called to imitate the life and the love of St. Peter and St. Paul. But we should not think that Saints Peter and Paul were perfect in some superficial sense, Like Mr. Maisel thought his wife was perfect because her makeup and lipstick and hair were never out of place. We should not think that Peter and Paul never fought, like all healthy married couples do in fact fight. In other words, they were not strangers to each other. They were honest and even disagreed with each other. If I had chosen the scripture readings for today's Mass, thank God I didn't, I would have included two scriptures. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11, where Paul takes issue with Peter. We read, "And when Cephas," another name for Peter, "came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong." How's that for honesty in a relationship? And Peter does not pull any punches when he talks about Paul. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, he jabs. "In Paul's letters, there are some things hard to understand." That is the understatement of the century. In other words, Peter and Paul were not some ideal apostolic duo that never disagreed or argued or even fought, walking around Rome, smiling, holding hands, and bestowing their apostolic blessings. Rather, it is precisely their honesty that was the cornerstone of their holiness. They were not strangers to each other, but loved each other honestly. And that is how they built up the church. Maybe the example of Saints Peter and Paul will help us not to be scandalized by the behavior of our bishops recently. They hotly debated the upcoming document on the Eucharist and who should receive Holy Communion. We may naively think, like I used to think about married couples, that all bishops should always be in perfect agreement and hold hands and sing Kumbaya at their annual meetings. But that would be a superficial and false unity, like how Mr. Maisel looked at the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Rather, we should pray each bishop has the courage and the conviction to express his conscience in the General Assembly. Let us pray they are honest, like Peter and Paul, who sometimes took off their gloves and took it outside. Only that kind of honest holiness, with that kind of honest holiness, can the Holy Spirit keep the church on course. The worst thing that can happen on your wedding day is that you marry a stranger. And the worst thing that can happen to us Christians is that we remain strangers to each other and to Christ. Praised be Jesus Christ.